In a pair of recent commentaries, I've addressed the Middle East and particularly the misperceptions of Saudi Arabia and Iran. I'd like to return to the Middle East, but this time in regard to Israel and Palestine. If there's any topic on which hate mail is assured, it's Israel and Palestine. It's also a topic on which many find it difficult to understand or acknowledge any middle ground. Commentary critical of Israel will be misunderstood by many of Israel's supporters as an attack on its existence. Commentary critical of the Palestinians will be misunderstood by many of their supporters as an attack on their claims to live in the historic territory. I understand the pain of both sides, but this has reached an outrageous level. I remember speaking with a Palestinian college student who told me that it was okay to kill Israelis, but not for Israelis to fight back. Obviously, he was reflecting views that had become widespread among Palestinians. Conversely, it seems okay to many Israelis to kill and push Palestinians out of their homes, much like European settlers of this country took Indian land in the face of contrary promises. There can't be peace, salam or shalom, on such terms from either side. Louis Brandeis, one of our great Supreme Court justices and also a leader of the international Zionist movement, wrote that for Israel to be valuable, it had to be purchased and settled peacefully, quote, with clean hands, so as to ennoble the Jewish people. Otherwise, it will not be worth having, close quote. Unfortunately, the two sides have been at war since 1948, and neither has kept faith with us. They've made numerous promises about stopping settlements or attacks, and then ignored their promises. That's unacceptable. It multiplies the wounds, and it makes America into a faithless partner. Do we only insist that some countries honor their commitments while allowing others to ramble through the House of Horrors? Enough. American presidents have been faced with a quandary. Try to take a middle ground and they'll be accused of abandoning Israel. But support Israel unflinchingly and this country loses the respect it's had in the Muslim world, a huge percentage of the people of the globe, and risks new injuries to the people of America. To support either without peace is to condone murder, mayhem, and ever more refugees. For years, diplomats have identified the basic elements of what a deal would have to look like. American presidents could simply refuse any further support, funding, arms, or trade to either side that resists or violates the terms of a square deal. Unconditional support of either side invites what we've been calling moral hazard, continuing to fight without taking responsibility for the consequences. If we can't insist on decent, defensible terms, then we've no business supporting anyone in the Middle East. Out, out, America. Let not America's candle light the way to still more killing and tragedy.